aisle. Oh my God, I'd be here for another 15, 20 minutes. You guys do not want to listen to me. You're here to listen to Sean Talbot. His bio is absolutely amazing. It is ridiculous. I don't know how one person can have so many degrees. I really don't. The guy is amazing in what he does. Listen, I'm so happy to have him here and have him a part of this company. He joined us in January of this year, and since he's joined us, we've already launched two new product lines. How many of you here took your Axial today? I drank mine on the way here. I did an hour later. If you haven't, don't know what that is, you know, talk to me a little later. I did my now and later, and I feel good. I feel great. Our products are just simply amazing. We are in for a treat to hear from the man himself where he's going to lead this country. I'm sorry, this company in the future. There's nothing but positive things that's going to happen. And I know as soon as January, we're going to be talking about another product in this company. So, you know, his background is just simply amazing. I can't say enough. He's been on Dr. Oz show like 6 times. You know, he's an advisor for Michelle Obama in her youth fitness program. He's consulted with athletes in the NBA. You know, it goes on and on and on. Like I said, I could spend the next 15 to 20 minutes. So with that being said, I don't want to take up any more of his time. I want to bring to the front our Chief Science Officer, Dr. Sean Talbot.
All right. Thanks a lot, you guys. It's great to be here. Cleveland, woo! This is actually not my first time in Ohio. I went to college around here. I went to Marietta College. So Michael, boo Bowling Green. So it's nice to be back in the area. No snowstorms. I appreciate you guys taking care of the weather for me. Well, I'm just going to kind of jump right in here. And what I want to do is spend the next, 45 minutes, maybe an hour if I start going into some of the details about, I want to give you an overview of the product, certainly. Even bigger than that, I want to talk a little bit about where Lance was going to say, where are we going with the product development strategy? What does the future look like for LifeVantage? Because I think you could build, when I interviewed for this job, I've been here for just about a year now in this position, Chief Science Officer. When I interviewed for this job with Doug Robinson, who is my boss now, we were eating lunch and we were just sort of chit-chatting, you know, see if we're going to be compatible with each other. You know, it was like a first date kind of a thing. And he said to me, he goes, you know, I've known about Protandim since it came out. I've known about LifeVantage since it started because it's a company that's doing something very, very different in our industry. And he asked me, he goes, you know about Protandim, you know how it works, you know how unique it is. Should we be just a Protandim company? And I went, I hope not. You know, if you wanted to be just a Protandim company, you could build a billion-dollar business on that. It's that unique about how it works and where nutrition and medicine is going is sort of what Protandim is doing right now. I'll talk about that as we go through. And, I said, if you wanted to do that, that'd be great. I would still be very interested in building that company with you. But I think there's a much bigger opportunity. And it goes to a little bit of the biochemistry that I'm going to try to describe to you guys tonight. That if you can control oxidative stress, if you can make that individual cell healthier throughout the entire body, you can do almost anything from that foundation. You know, it gives you the opportunity to build into energy, like we just did. It gives you the opportunity to build into beauty, like we did a few months ago with the whole True Science line. It gives you the opportunity to build into helping people, what we say, feel their best, look their best, and perform their best. And it all comes back biochemically to having solved that idea of cellular stress right, literally at the genetic level. So it's a very... That's both the opportunity of this business, but it's also the challenge because it's a really big idea and it's hard for a lot of people to get their head around that idea. We certainly can't tell that story on a 1-inch by 1-inch label on a shelf in a store, right? They tried that once before. They tried that at GNC and Rite Aid and CVS and those kinds of things, and people didn't get it. they didn't understand why Protandim was so much different than the vitamin C it was sitting right next to, or the vitamin E, or whatever else. And so that's why in this network marketing model, it does make a lot of sense, because we have the opportunity for that one-on-one discussion. We have an opportunity to tell stories and explain to people exactly what's going on. Okay, so I'm going to try to go through this. Before I actually start the official part of the presentation, I see a lot of people have their phones up. Keep them up. I encourage you guys to record this, share it with your downline, share it with your friends who weren't here. I'm recording this right now, and I'm going to post it on my blog. Just the audio file with a PDF version of my slides. So, you know, if there are people who you invited who didn't come, like, has that ever happened? You know, you invite 20 people and one shows. Maybe that one doesn't even show. I know how it goes. But you can share this with them, and they can listen to it in the privacy of their own car if they want to download the MP3, or, you know, from their computer or whatever. That's the beauty of this business. The more people who hear the story, the better it is for everybody. If you're just a product person, you want to be healthier and feel better and look better and all that kind of stuff, great. And if you want to build a business and, you know, get out of your job and have freedom and have your own, you know, be the boss of your own schedule, that's, you know, that's a whole nother thing that we can do here too. So let's see if I can get this to work. All right, so this is really what I'm going to talk to you about tonight, right? Everything comes back to this concept of balance in the body. This is what I study. And when I talk about balance, what I'm really talking about is biochemical balance. So my PhD is in nutritional biochemistry. A lot of the work that I do is around the idea of what can we do from a lifestyle perspective to maintain balance in our body to improve health. And even bigger than that, how can we feel better and perform better and look better? All of that comes back to the balance of biochemistry in your body. The whole reason, a lot of times I'll say biochemistry drives behavior. And what I mean by that is that when you study hormones and enzymes and neurotransmitters in the body, you can link those to a psychological outcome. You can link them to health. You can link them to disease. You can link them to, if they're in balance, we tend to feel better. If they're out of balance, we tend to feel worse. When people talk to me about diseases, I'll say, let's reframe that. And instead of talking about your arthritis or your diabetes or your heart disease or your cancer or your whatever, let's reframe that and say, what's actually going on in your body? Your body is out of balance in certain important ways. You might have, you know, too many free radicals and not enough antioxidants. You might have too many of an inflammatory cytokine and not enough of an anti-inflammatory kind. You might have too much of a stress hormone. Your blood sugar levels might be fluctuating too much. Whatever the case may be, your body is not in balance. And we can drill that down to a particular tissue, like the liver or the heart or the brain or whatever that tissue is. We can drill that down to a particular cell. We can drill that down to the enzymes and the biochemistry of that cell. We can drill it down even further to the DNA. All of that needs to be in balance in order for you to perform the best. So the reason that we feel energetic or fatigued or happy or sad or any of those kinds of things is because of some aspect of biochemistry. And that, I mean, that's about as nerdy as I'm going to get all night. Maybe a little nerdier, because I have a couple of data slides to show you. But that idea, I start off with that because I want you guys to understand that there's something going on in your body that is driving your health and driving how you feel and driving how you look and driving everything about how we interact with the world around us. And it all comes back to this idea of balance, right? So that's a little bit abstract. That's a little bit out there, I think, maybe for a lot of people. So let's ask ourselves this question. What are some of the things that could unbalance us? What are some of the things that can take our body from this wonderful, nice, balanced place and make it go haywire? And here are a few of them right here. You can see some of the sources of imbalance or sources of cellular stress. And we've got just a few of them: emotional stress, physical stress, environmental stress, non-optimal diet. There's all sorts of stressors out there that can set our bodies out of whack. What do you think of all the ones I've got listed up here? What do you think is the most prevalent one? The one that affects the most people most of the time? Processed foods are pretty prevalent, right? You've got to pull up to a four-way intersection, and on every of the four corners, there's fast food. There's Dunkin' Donuts and Burger King and whatever, right? Every single place that you go. That's not the most prevalent one, though. Emotional stress. Yeah, but any of those in particular? deadlines, bills, traffic. There's all sorts of things. We just had Thanksgiving. That's an emotional stress right there, right, when all the family's over. This one, bills. Financial stress is the most prevalent. It's the one thing that's always there. You notice I don't have any, there's no earthquakes up there. There's no exploding volcanoes. There's no Hurricane Katrinas, that kind of stuff. These kinds of stressors are all what we refer to as chronic stressors. They're low grade. They're not life-threatening, at least today, right now. They might be life-threatening over time because they change how our bodies work. But the thing about them is that they're always there. They're always present. And with financial stress, it's always there in the back of your mind. It's something that you, it's the first thing you think of when you wake up for a lot of people. You know, gotta get ready and go to the job because if I don't, I'm not gonna get the paycheck and then I can't pay the mortgage and I can't pay the rent and, you know, I can't pay the cable bill. And every time you go to the gas pump, you know, even though gas prices are going down a little bit right now, it's still cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. That's a financial stress. Every time you go to the mailbox and you open it up, what's in the mailbox? Bill, not love letters, right? Yeah, bills. And so it's always there with us, and it affects everybody. And so what happens when you're under these kinds of chronic stressors, your biochemistry changes. You could show me a biochemical printout from somebody, and I could see, oh, their cortisol stress hormone is high, and their blood sugar levels might be fluctuating, and their free radicals, their oxidative load might be high. And I wouldn't necessarily know, is that person an overtrained, I don't know if you can see this, an overtrained athlete, because that's a particular kind of stress that we can measure. I wouldn't know if that person was someone who's dieting, someone who's cutting their calories to try to lose weight. I wouldn't know if they were just normally stressed out by life, or maybe they're a short sleeper. Do you guys know what that is? Are you familiar with that term? It's, well, I'll tell you, okay. So a short sleeper is somebody who gets about 6 hours of sleep a night versus what you're supposed to get, which is about 8. How many people would be in that boat, about 6 hours of sleep a night? Yeah, about 80% of the hands went up. That's great. That's about what you would expect. No big deal, right? Most people go, I would wish I could get 8 hours of sleep, but forget it. There's just no way I'm going to get that. And so if you think about what that 6 hours of sleep is doing to your body, if you compare that 6 hour sleeper, that short sleeper, to a normal sleeper around 8, the 6 hour sleeper has a 50% overexposure to cortisol, stress hormone. 50% just because you missed 2 hours of sleep. You might go, well, no big deal. But we can trace that. We can follow those short sleepers over time, and we can say, here's your higher cortisol. Now that's going to interfere with your blood sugar. It's going to interfere with your insulin control. So your blood sugar levels are going to fluctuate more than they ought to. That fluctuation of blood sugar now changes your appetite. So now you're hungrier for junk food. This is one of the reasons that at 10 o'clock at night, you're looking into the pantry or the refrigerator, and the potato chips are calling your name, and the cake and the cookies. That's why you're hungry for those things, because of those fluctuations of biochemistry. As soon as you eat that food, that cortisol is now telling your belly fat to store more of those calories. And that's why these short sleepers tend to have more abdominal fat. They're basically, just because you lost that 2 hours of sleep, you're pre-diabetic. That's a pretty big deal. And people sometimes don't realize that kind of stuff. This is why I study biochemistry, because if we can figure out those little disruptions from those stressors, we can go in and we can use lifestyle interventions to rebalance you. We can remodulate that. And what happens is these people who are disrupted biochemically, they have the same biochemical disruptions, they have the same psychological outcomes, so they're tired and fatigued and maybe have brain fog and maybe have a little bit of depression and maybe have more appetite for junk food, that kind of stuff. But when we rebalance them, they have the same exact benefits. So athletes will have better performance. These short sleepers will lose weight and will have better appetite control. These dieters will be able to lose weight more effectively, especially from the abdominal region. And these stressed out people feel a lot better and their depression indexes go down. So it's all tied together. And, you know, so I'll say that kind of stuff. And people will say to me sometimes, I have a lot of colleagues who will say, well, how about we just eat right and exercise? Right? We eat more fruits and vegetables, and there's people who just rolled their eyes and are kind of smiling and stuff. Why don't I do that? Right? I'm probably not the first nutritionist who stood up here and said, you know, we're probably not eating right, and you probably should eat better, and, you know, that kind of stuff. Why am I not talking about that right now? I will talk about that later. I'm a nutritionist, after all. I want you to eat 5 to 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. I want you to exercise on more days of the week than not. I want you to get 8 hours of sleep, not 6 hours. I want you to control your stress. I want you to do all these kinds of things. But I also want you to supplement, because this is the world we live in right here, right? Sometimes this is your dinner, a bowl of French fries and a Coke. This is the air we breathe sometimes. Maybe not quite that bad, but you know, when the cars go by, when the, you know, whenever we're exposed to the sunlight, that's an oxidizing radiation. There's a lot of stuff around us, psychological stress, all those stressors I mentioned before. We can't really avoid those kinds of things. And so in the modern world, I think supplements are a necessary bridge from the perfect plan that you know you're supposed to be doing and the reality of that, our you know, the life that we actually lead. The supplements are a way for us to bridge that gap when we're not able to do all those things we know we're supposed to do. So, you know, people ask me a lot of times, you know, well, where do you get your ideas for the research studies that you do or the products that you develop? And a lot of it comes from traditional medical systems around the world. So this is an image of Icarus from ancient Greek medicine. So that's a history of medicine that is 2,500 years old. Here's traditional Chinese medicine, which is 3,000 or 4,000 years old. There, even older is Ayurvedic medicine, Indian medicine, that is a system of medicine of 5,000 or 6,000 or 7,000 years of tradition. And when you look at what they used herbs and roots and stems and teas and things like that, things from the natural world, not to cure diseases, but to rebalance the body. So those systems are all about balance. When I talk to my TCM colleagues, and I say to them, you know, what did you guys use 3,000 years ago to control stress? They'd go kind of, well, we didn't have that. We didn't have a word for stress 3,000 years ago. We didn't have a word for bills. We didn't have a word for, UV light or anything like that. What they had a word for, what would they do if they were trying to rebalance you in TCM, traditional Chinese medicine? Do you know the word they would use? What would they be trying to balance? Qi, yeah, qi, spelled Q-I. That's the life force. And every culture has a word for that. There's lots of ways to describe that. We might just call it energy. In TCM, it would be called qi. In Ayurveda, it's called prana. Sometimes, you know, an athlete might say they were in the zone. You can see all these different ones here. As a scientist, I call it vigor. Vigor in psychology research is, I think I have a definition of it. Here's the definition of vigor in psychology research. Three-tiered mood state characterized by physical energy, mental acuity, emotional well-being. It's not just energy, and it's not just focus, and it's not just feeling good. It's all of that wrapped up into one. It's really how people want to feel. In psychology research, does anyone know what the opposite of vigor is? There's a word for it, and I know you know this word, because for whatever reason, this word is part of the public vocabulary now. Begins with a B. Burnout. Right? You've all heard that before, right? Maybe you've even used that word before. Burnout is the opposite of vigor. When these things are gone or low, when your energy is low and your mental acuity, your focus is not there, and you just don't feel good, that's burnout or low vigor. And so, you know, when you study vigor, I've studied vigor for 10 or 12 or 15 years, and I've written about it. When you study it, you can see that there's a lot of biochemistry that goes into it. So this is a word cloud from one of my books, The Secret of Vigor. The size of the word is indicative of how often it appears in the book. So vigor is the biggest word. But look at how important cortisol is. Look at how important stress is, and inflammation, and balance, and chronic glucose, oxidation, energy, et cetera, inflammation. All of these kinds of things impact your ability to be vigorous or not, have high vigor or low vigor or burnout. So if we want to feel as good as we can, we need to have our bodies balanced. We need to, you know, it'd be very easy for me to stand up here and say, remember all those sources of stress, just avoid those things and you'll be fine, right? But again, unrealistic in the world that we live in. So how do we do that? One of the ways we do that is ask ourselves this question. So if we think of vigor as kind of analogous to just energy, right? Energy is a word that people use. Vigor isn't a word that people use. But energy is something people throw around all the time. If you actually drill down and ask people what their energy is all about, What you'll find is people will sense a low mood, right? They might be a little depressed. And they're not going to say they're depressed, but they will say that they're fatigued, right? They'll have that depression. So we can measure that depression in our studies, but that person will say they're tired. We can measure confusion in our studies, which is a mental acuity parameter. That person won't say that they're confused. They won't. Sometimes they'll say they have brain fog or something like that, but they'll most often say they're fatigued. When they're stressed out, they'll say they're fatigued. So there's so many triggers that people are saying are fatigued that aren't really fatigue. They're different aspects of psychology. And so if we could modulate all of those at the same time, people would feel better in all of these different ways, and they would come back to us and they would say, my energy is back. And it's funny when I've studied this for as long as I have, people will describe it in their own words. You know, we're able to measure it in our very sort of scientific ways with the psychological parameters that we do, and I'll show you some of that in a little bit. But people will come up and they'll say, the programs that we used to do before I came to Life Vantage would end up being, you know, 8 to 10 to 12 week intervention programs where we'd change somebody's diet, or we'd get them to sleep better, or we'd control their oxidation, or control their inflammation, or control their stress hormones, or something like that, and then we'd see how they felt. We'd be able to measure that biochemical parameter, and then we'd see how they were doing. And some, you know, people would come up and they'd say, well, you know, my energy is a lot better. You know, I just feel like I've got a lot more get up and go. And somebody else would get up and they'd say, yeah, I'm there mentally, right? Clear as a bell now, whereas before I had the fog. And someone else would say something about their, you know, their mood. And we had one class one time when a woman got up in the middle and she goes, you know, I got the energy and I got the mood and my brain is back and I'm just, she didn't have the word to describe how she was feeling in her body and her mind. And she wasn't going to say vigor, right? Because it was a study about vigor and she wasn't going to use that word. And she just kind of gave up. She didn't have the word for it. So she just goes, I don't know, I just know I'm getting a lot more vacuuming done. And everyone laughed and thought it was ridiculous, and she kind of shrunk down in her seat and disappeared. And I really singled her out. This is many, many years ago, and it stuck with me all those years, because what I said to her was, that's it right there. That's vigor. That is this kind of motivation that you have back in your body, that you feel good enough to get up and do something, right? And so vacuuming, fantastic, right? If that's what she wants to do with that level of energy and that level of feeling good again, fine. But I think that people can do bigger things with that, right? If you feel that good, you're going to get up. Maybe you're going to build a business. Maybe you're going to go volunteer at your church. Maybe you're going to be more present and active with your kids and your family. Whatever it is, maybe you're going to be more likely to pick up a hobby or start exercising or whatever. But that's what I want everybody to do. I want everybody to feel that way. And the way to do that is through this, from my perspective as a biochemist. It's to balance all of these different things. So we can balance oxidation, we can balance inflammation, we can balance glycation or glucose control, we can balance things like stress hormones. And when we do that, if you do any of that, you'll feel better, you'll perform better. If you're an athlete, your physical performance is gonna be better. You're more likely to achieve a personal record. If you're just, if you're just a mom, you're gonna be more able to do whatever you wanna do. If you're just a dad, you're able to do whatever you wanna do. So the same work that I do with elite level athletes is the same kind of stuff that I wanna try to apply to the population. And it all comes back to this. And I think there's a little bit bigger story there too, which is when we think about that, when we think about the biochemistry of building those products and balancing that body and helping people perform better in all those different ways, if we think of it in our product categories, feel your best products, look your best products, and perform your best products, if you can get to that point, you really have the opportunity to become the best future you, the best version of yourself. With however you want to look, however you want to feel, whatever you want to achieve in life, you're much more likely to be able to achieve that if you're feeling and performing at your highest level, right? And that sounds a little grandiose, right? Especially coming from a scientist. But when I come out and I talk to meetings like this, the thing that's cool about it is I get to hear stories from people, from their families, from their friends, and it makes the science a lot real. I'm going to show you some data, and some of the data I'll show you will be the same data that I'm going to show next week when I'm at the American College of Anti-Aging Medicine in Las Vegas. So I'll go there, I'll give a scientific presentation about this concept, about biochemistry and balance and vigor. And, you know, the physicians and the other scientists there are going to go, I know what's going to happen because it happens every time I go to one of these medical conferences. They'll go, well, yes, yes, very, very interesting data, Dr. Talbot. Here's your plaque. And I'll get my plaque and they'll clap and I'll leave and that'll be the end of it. But when I present the same data to you guys and that same concept, if there's one person here that gets as excited about it as me, or even half as excited about it as me, and they go out and they share it with somebody else, huge win, right? Because now it's been paid forward in some way. And in network marketing, we have the ability to do that, not just pay it forward one time. If everybody in here did it one time, that'd be another few hundred people who hear this story. And then them, and then them, and then. We literally have the opportunity to affect millions of people around the world. 7 countries now, but 70 eventually, right? It's that big of an idea that we can help people become the best future versions of themselves through something as geeky as biochemistry. But we can do that. So let me talk about the products for a little bit. When people look at Protandim and True Science, the thing that they'll very often say is, oh, yeah, antioxidant. I get it, right? And so many people don't even know what an antioxidant is. They don't know what oxidative stress is. So that's a whole nother story. But that just burns me when people look at Protandim especially and they go, oh, yeah, antioxidant. I'll go get one of those at CVS or something like that, right? And people are shaking their heads already. Even if it were just an antioxidant, just a standard, everyday kind of an antioxidant, that'd be a good thing because of this idea. Free radical stress, oxidative stress, affects every single cell in the body. It affects every single tissue in the body. And you could take it you could extrapolate it out like the free radical theory of aging does and says, you know what? All of these chronic conditions in the immune system, in the blood vessels, in the eyes, the heart, the skin, etc., all of these chronic conditions are actually due at their core to an imbalance between free radicals and antioxidants. So you have too much oxidative stress, you have too much cellular damage, and that's what's leading to your aging. That's what's leading to your disease. That's a fine way to think about it. The way Protandim works and the way True Science works doesn't work by being an antioxidant. It works by turning on your body's ability to protect itself from oxidants in the environment. It's a complete sea change from where the industry is right now. And that's why I've got that little graphic there that says the future. This is quite literally where all of nutrition and all of medicine is going, to try to harness the body's own systems. The body's own systems, like the immune system, like this NRF2 pathway that I'll talk to you about in a few minutes, to allow the body to protect itself like it should, and like it doesn't do very well when we're faced with the stressful kind of environment that we live in. So this is what that system looks like. This is what that protective system in your cells looks like. This is the internal system of protective antioxidant enzymes. I'll leave it up there for a minute for you guys who want to copy it down for the quiz after. You look at something like that and you go, holy mackerel. At least you should go, holy mackerel, right? That first of all, it's complicated. The reason I put it up there, though, is to show you that it's very exquisitely balanced and coordinated. So what we've got here, we've got things like this guy. This is superoxide. That's the most damaging of any of the free radicals. That is going to damage your cell membranes. It's going to damage your DNA. It's going to damage your mitochondria, which is where we create energy in the cell. It's going to cause damage throughout the whole body. Think of it as a demolition derby. That superoxide is just going through the cell, just breaking stuff. Right? Slam, 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 slam. You get a lot of damage in your cell. It doesn't work well. And that's not a good thing. We can talk about some of the consequences of that later. But our body has enzymes built into it that protect us from that kind of stuff. And the reason for that is that we live on this planet, the Earth, which is an oxygen-rich environment. All of us sitting here right now are breathing in and breathing out, right? Is everybody doing that? Keep doing that. It's important. But while we're doing that, we're creating these things. We're creating superoxide, we're creating hydrogen peroxide, we're creating a whole bunch of different damaging oxygen molecules that are damaging our cells. Basically, having our cells rust is a very similar way to what's happening. But our body has these built in. Superoxide dismutase is going to quench that superoxide. It's going to make that superoxide molecule less damaging. So it converts it to hydrogen peroxide. Still damaging, but less damaging. Catalase, another enzyme, is now going to reduce that hydrogen peroxide down to something that's very safe, water and oxygen. So that system is built into our body right now. I look at that and I go, you know what? If we could just harness that, if we could just harness our body's ability to make protective superoxide dismutase and protective catalase and protective glutathione and other things like protective heme oxygenase, and there's a whole line of these protective proteins and protective enzymes that our cells can make when they're under stress. If we could just harness that system and turn it on periodically, that'd be good for the whole body. And that's exactly what we do with Protandim. And we know from the 20 studies, it's 20 studies now, not 19, 20 studies on the specific Protandim formulation, we know that when you flip that switch, we protect every tissue in the body. We know that it happens systemically through the body, but we also know in these isolated tissues that it protects the arteries. We know it protects the brain. We know it protects every tissue that we've studied. That same system, that same pathway is built in. That's called the NRF2 pathway. So here are just some of the studies on the Protandim blend. 20 studies at this point. I don't know of a single dietary supplement that has that many studies on their specific blend showing some sort of a biological effect. It's absolutely phenomenal. But here's the problem. No one's doing this right now. And when I say no one, I mean a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of 1% of the population of people who should be doing this is actually activating this NRF2 pathway. Do you know why? Or do you know what they're doing? What is everybody doing? If anybody understands antioxidants and has heard of that, what do? They're not running up to you and saying, hey, do you have a NRF2 activator that I can buy? No one knows what that is. Hardly anybody even knows what Protandim is or who LifeVantage is. What is everybody doing right now to protect themselves? They're doing vitamins. Right. They're going down to the grocery store or the Costco or the drugstore, and they're buying vitamin E and vitamin C and beta carotene and multivitamins and those sorts of things. And yet we have known for at least 10 years that when you do that and you take these high doses of isolated vitamin E, not only is it not protecting you, it's increasing your risk for prostate cancer. Beta carotene increasing your risk for lung cancer. Different antioxidants increasing your risk for skin cancers. Multivitamins and dietary supplements that are multivitamins increasing mortality rate. You guys know what mortality is, right? That's dying sooner than you ought to. Bad side effect to have, right? Hard to come back from higher mortality. And we've known about this. So when I show this exact slide at the medical conference next week, all the scientists there, all the physicians there are going to go, well, yeah, we've known about this for 10 years, right? We have known about this for 10 years. The public doesn't understand this, that not only are they not protecting themselves with these standard antioxidants, you're actually causing damage. But when that story does tip and go into the public domain, and that you hear about it on the 6 o'clock news, and you see it on Dr. Oz, what are people going to do? They're hopefully going to go, well, I shouldn't do this anymore. This isn't helping me. In fact, it might be hurting me. I still think I need to protect myself because of the world I live in. That road is going to lead to NRF2 activation. That road is going to lead to Protandim if you want to do it systemically, inside. It's going to lead to true science if you want to do it topically, on the outside. That's the opportunity that we have here right now. 20 studies, 5 years in business, $200-something million in sales, publicly traded. All of that kind of stuff is already in place, waiting for that big ka-chung. And that's going to come. I don't know if it's going to come. It's probably not going to come this year. We've only got a couple of weeks left in the year. Maybe it'll come next year. Maybe it'll come the year after that. I'm writing a book right now called Deadly Antioxidants that outlines this idea that this is not what we want to do, and that Nrf2 activation is what we want to do to turn on our body's own protective mechanisms. Don't take antioxidants, make antioxidants. That's what we're trying to do for people. So, you know, in a lot of ways, I'll joke around with some of my friends and I'll say that LifeVantage is like a $200 million startup. Right? We have all the infrastructure, all the studies, all the substantiation, all the products, everything in place, all the systems. We're just waiting to sort of trigger it. And the triggering is going to be us telling the story and getting to that momentum phase. And how we do that? We do that by using these natural options. We do it by using some of these ideas that come from TCM and Ayurveda and ancient Greek medicine. We use, and I joke around about this sometimes, it's weeds and seeds. That it's leaf extracts and root extracts and stem extracts. How scientific can that be? Well, 20 studies is pretty scientific. When we look at the bioactives that are in something like Protandim, you see these are the five key bioactives. These aren't the only ones. These are the key ones, and these are representative of hundreds and hundreds of bioactives that you'll find in turmeric, for example. Turmeric root that's used in Indian cooking is high in a particular bioactive flavonoid called curcumin. EGCG is a particular bioactive catechin that comes from green tea leaves, and you can see some of the other ones. I put this up there to remind me to go back to what I was starting to say about Protandim before. How many people have ever shared Protandim with somebody who's looked at the side of the label and read the five ingredients and gone, oh yeah, I know that. I'm going to go down to the Whole Foods and get that myself, right? Yeah, more than a few of you. That blows my mind that somebody will, it doesn't blow my mind. It does blow my mind. It's absolutely ridiculous that somebody can say, I'm going to go down to the store and I'm just going to mix this up myself. After all the research that we've done to get to the place that we have right now, you know, worldwide patents for this invention. The invention of this is that taking those five things together should give you an additive effect. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All of these five things are known to activate the Nrf2 pathway. So let me ask you this. If your friend who did that to you looked at the bottle of Protandim and said, I'm going to go down and do it myself, do you think if they went down and grabbed some turmeric and started eating the turmeric, do you think they'd get a benefit from that?
No.
No? Anyone?
A little bit.
A little bit. Yeah, they get a little bit of benefit. It's going to be better than what they're doing now, right? What if they then started drinking green tea? Now they're putting a little bit of turmeric on their food, and now they're drinking a cup of green tea every day. Is that going to... A little bit. Yeah, a little bit more. So now, you know, they add turmeric, they're getting a little more. Green tea, a little more. They start taking milk thistle, a little more. But so even if they took all five of those things, the best they could do is a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times benefit from where they were before. What the invention in our patents is the fact that combining those five in specific ratios, specific amounts, specific potency, gives you not five, but more like 11 or 13 or 15 or 18, depending on the assay that we look at and the particular enzymes that we look at. And so a 13 or an 18 times effect, that's synergy. That's what the invention is, that these work together in a way that wouldn't be expected. And so if you have the opportunity to protect yourself in a synergistic way, 13 or 15 or 18 times better than doing it yourself, I would choose that because it's no more expensive. If you go down and try to buy them yourself, it's probably going to be more expensive than the $40 that we sell the product for. So, and it's easier, and it's researched, and it's proven. So it's got all the little check marks that we would want from a product development perspective. So those are the ingredients. I want to give you guys, before I show you some data, I want to show you what is happening inside the cells when you take a Protandim. So this is a cell. This is one cell. You've got 1 or 2 trillion of these in your body. This is your cell membrane, that line right there. So anything outside there is outside the cell. Anything in there is inside the cell. This is your Nrf2 complex right here. Nrf2 protein is that little red dot. This Keep1 protein is it's kind of like an anchoring protein. It holds Nrf2 in the in the cytoplasm, in the cytosol of the cell, and doesn't let it go where it wants to go. Nrf2 wants to go in here, into the nucleus, where our DNA, where our genetic material is. And it wants to go in there because once it gets in there, it attaches to a specific part of the DNA called the ARE, the antioxidant response element. And that signals the body to produce more of these protective enzymes. Okay, so right now, when it's in this state, Nrf2 and Keep1 are serving as a kind of like a cellular thermostat. That's the easiest way to describe it. It's there. It's sensing the environment in the cell. Are we healthy? Are we good? Are we in balance? And when it senses something is off, when the cell is under some sort of stress, Keep1 will release the Nrf2 and say, all right, we're under stress. We need some rebalancing here. We need some protection. We need some cleanup. Go. And Nrf2 goes and does what it's supposed to do. So here's what happens when we take Protandim. Protandim docks on the outside of a cell on one of these cell surface receptors. That signal is sent into the cell through a protein called a kinase. That signal changes the shape of this Keep1 by phosphorylating. You can see this little P on the Nrf2. That releases the Nrf2 from that anchor, and now it can travel down, do what it's supposed to do, which is bind in there to the DNA and send that signal to produce more of these protective enzymes. So it produces the protection, things like catalase and superoxide dismutase and all of those kinds of antioxidant enzymes, but it also produces a whole family of what we just generally call stress-related proteins, heat shock proteins, autophagy proteins, things that perform kind of a housekeeping function in the body. Because there's one side where you don't want any more damage, right? And so if I started taking Protandim today, I'd get a benefit tomorrow. I'd be more protected tomorrow and the next day and the next day. But what about the 47 years prior to me taking Protandim? What about that? I have a lot of accumulated cellular damage from everything I've done over those 47 years. And so that's what those housekeeping proteins do. They'll go through the cell and identify broken proteins, damaged organelles, and get rid of all that kind of stuff so that your cell is basically getting a biochemical tune-up, so to speak, right? You take your car in for a tune-up. Why wouldn't you take your body in for a tune-up? That's, in effect, what Protandim is doing every day. So that's all great. So I've showed you some chemical diagrams. I've showed you a little cartoon about your cell. It's a great theory, and we've got 20 studies now that show when we flip that switch, when we activate that Nrf2 pathway, it does healthy things for whatever that tissue is. But I want to share this particular study with you. This is a study in humans where they were actually fed those yellow tablets, right? What happens when you take Protandim every day for a period of time? That's what this study is all about. So I'll show you two time periods. This study went over 120 days, so it went over 4 months. I'll show you 1 month data and 4 month data. And the reason I'm showing you the 4 month data, the data at 120 days, is because that is data looking at the increase in enzyme production, the increase in enzyme levels inside red blood cells. The reason we need to measure that over 120 days instead of just at 30 days is because red blood cells turn over. They basically break down and get replaced by new red blood cells every 30 to 60 days. And so after 120 days, that collection of red blood cells in your body has been basically supplemented for the entire period of turnover. Does that make sense to everybody? So we're looking at a whole new population of red blood cells that's been supplemented the whole time. And when we look at that, what we see very clearly is there's a significant increase in superoxide dismutase, one of those very powerful, very potent antioxidant enzymes, and a 54% increase in catalase levels. So that's great. It's statistically significant, what we want to see in science. It's clinically meaningful. Those are very, very large changes over that period of time. And that's great. But I'll guarantee you guys, not a single person woke up at 120 days and jumped out of bed and went, oh yeah, my catalase feels really good today, right? This is one of the problems of the business that we're in. When we give people Protandim, they very often won't feel it because you can't feel being more protected. What you end up feeling as a result of accumulated chronic oxidative imbalance is, if it's, you know, let's say that that is happening in your cartilage, right? Eventually, you'll have enough damage accumulated there where now you feel stiffness. If it's happening in your skin, you'll eventually see it because you'll see wrinkles. If it's happening in your brain, in your neurons, you'll eventually, what's the word that I'm looking for? You won't be able to remember things, right? So, you know, there'll be that. You know, you'll eventually see some sort of a functional impairment, but it might take years to happen. So, you know, a lot of times you have to say to somebody, well, you know, we've got all these 20 studies showing healthy effects. Don't you want to have healthy effects in all your tissues, right? That's the benefit that we're giving here. So this is great. We have a bigger shield, so to speak. We have a bit better potential to protect ourselves from the world around us. Now let's look at actual cellular damage. Do we actually prevent cellular damage? Or do the people with Protandim have less cellular damage? That's what we care about. So here we can look at one way to measure cellular damage. This is a measurement called T-bars. You can see it right here. This measures oxidative stress in general. This is specifically measuring damage to the cell membrane, right? Damage to that sort of outer lining of the cell. And what do you notice right now, right before we supplement anybody? So you're looking at level of damage based on age. What can you clearly see there? An increase goes up as you get older, right? So why does an 80-year-old have more oxidative damage? Why does an 80-year-old have cells that have been more damaged than a 20-year-old? You've been living longer. More stress, more opportunity to be exposed to ultraviolet light and breathe in cigarette smoke and be exposed to car exhaust and all those kinds of things, right? Poor diet over time. So yeah, so you know, these older people have accumulated more cellular damage just because they've been around longer, right? There might be another reason too. As we age, there's a theory that we're less able to activate those protective systems, right? So that Nrf2 thermostat that's inside your cells, that can get oxidized, that can get damaged. And as we age, we might not be able to activate it as readily as we did when we were 20 years old, right? It's like a wonky thermostat. You have to go up to the wall and hit the wall and try to get it to sort of snap back to life. That's kind of what Protandim is doing. It's going in there and manually flipping that switch once a day, every time we take it. And what happens when we do that? Well, first of all, before we even get there, we ask these people in this study, did they take traditional antioxidants? Did they take vitamin E and vitamin C? And when we stratify those people and draw an average line through them, you can see that not only do they not have less oxidative stress, they have more. So these things are clearly not protecting them, just like the other studies that I showed you before. And here's one where we can measure that against Protandim. But when we give Protandim for 30 days, this is what we see. Those oxidative damage parameters, that index of cellular damage, goes down. And it goes down an average of 40% in 30 days. And it led the authors to conclude this. Remarkably, this age-dependent increase in T-bars was almost completely abolished by Protandim treatment with an overall average reduction of the oxidative stress marker by 40%. So that's where, when you see the marketing materials from LifeVantage and they say, 40% reduction in oxidative stress over 30 days. This is the study where that statistic comes from. But what you can also see is that that's all I'm going to say about that. That's a pretty good effect, right? This is where the idea of an anti-aging effect comes in, because right now on a cellular level, that 70-year-old is the same as a 30-year-old. That 80-year-old is the same as a 20-year-old. Right? That is a younger cell from a cellular stress perspective. That's a pretty good place to be. And it gives us the opportunity, as I kind of alluded to this a little bit when I started, that having solved that problem of oxidative stress, of getting that cell to be tuned up and healthier and younger and rejuvenated and rebalanced, whether we do it topically with True Science, whether we do it systemically with Protandim, that gives us a great foundation on which to build into these other areas, right? If all of the cells in your body are healthier, we're able to deliver a more effective feel your best product, look your best product, perform your best product. And this is what I was trying to get across in my very, very first meeting with Doug Robinson, that the future for this company could be $1 billion Protandim brand, and $1 billion look your best opportunity, which is the beauty business with True Science, and a $1 billion feel your best category, which we've just gone into with Axio, and a $1 billion perform your best category, which we're going into soon. So stay tuned for that. So feel your best, look your best, perform your best. Let me talk about each one of those categories just for a couple of minutes. Look your best, because I want to give you a perspective for how different. We just talked about Protandim. That's a completely different way of thinking about protecting the body and improving health and getting your body back into balance. Nobody else is doing that kind of a thing. Nobody else has 20 studies. Nobody else has the patents. Nobody else has the whole sort of suite of benefits that we have. When we take that idea and we apply it topically to the True Science skincare system, these are the kinds of things that we see. We see it doing things that other cosmetic products don't do and can't do because they don't have the same mechanism of action. If you compare these kind of main benefits, things that people ask for, smoother skin, firmer skin, younger skin, more even skin tone, less noticeable fine lines and wrinkles, and you look at our data over 28 days and 56 days, and you compare it to what some of the top shelf prestige brands deliver, we're as good or better than any of those brands. When we look at Pericone and Nu Skin and L'Oreal and Lancome, and those are brands that you spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars on every single month. And they're good. They're very, very good products. We're doing that, not only just giving you these benefits, we're giving you other benefits that we're going to be starting to talk about in the next couple of months, down at deeper layers of the skin, where we're actually enhancing the skin's ability to protect itself. Exactly what we've been able to show systemically and through all those tissues with Protandim, activate that system, the body protects itself, the body cleans up that damage, we're able to show the exact same thing in the different layers of skin with the True Science system. Nobody else can do that. It enables us to give the product to somebody and have them see a benefit on their skin in 4 weeks. So you can see the data here, all of these different benefits, all of these different effects that people, that, you know, that 7 to 8 to 9 out of 10 people are seeing in 4 weeks. And that's great if you want to build a cosmetics business. That's a kind of business that's going to appeal to a different kind of person than the Protandim business might appeal to, right? There'll be certain people who want to build a health business, that want to build a protect your body, anti-aging business. That's great. But there'll be other people who this might resonate with them even better. They might want to build a look better business, and that, for whatever reason, is what really gets them excited. There could be people who want to build a feel your best business. This, if I were looking for a business opportunity, I wanted to become a distributor. This is the kind of business I would build. I wouldn't necessarily resonate with the look your better, you know, look your best kind of a business. I don't know if I'd go for the anti-aging business, but I sure as heck would go for this one because this is a big, big category, and it's where I've spent most of my research career. The reason it's so big is because this tired, stressed, depressed people who feel a little bit off. Do you think there's a few people out there that are in that category? It's a gigantic category. In fact, it's the number one reason that people go to their primary healthcare practitioner looking for something because they feel terrible and they go to the doc. And I have a lot of physician friends who are in this terrible situation where their patients come in and they say, hey, doc, I feel terrible. I don't know what's wrong. Maybe I'm just aging. Maybe whatever. But what do you got for me, right? And that physician is in such a terrible position because they don't have anything. They don't have anything to say, oh, you're feeling off. I have something for that. They don't have anything for that. And so what happens is you go in there and that healthcare provider wants to help you. They want to help their patient. So if mood is your issue, your mood is a little bit off or a little bit low, you get one of these guys, right? Each one of those is a $1 billion brand. Each one. If your restlessness and your ability to relax and your tension is off and you can't sleep, you might get one of these guys, one of the multi-billion-dollar sleep drug brands. If your mental focus is off and you have a little bit of brain fog and you can't stay on task, you might get one of these, one of the multi-billion-dollar ADD kinds of medications. And if you're just kind of sort of generally fatigued and you got to go for your workout tonight, you might just self-medicate with one of these. Right? And that's where everybody laughs, because that hits a little close to home for people, because we go, oh, yeah, yeah. So if we think of that feel better, feel your best category as this, it's about $100 billion business when you look at all of these reasons and all of these so-called solutions for helping us feel differently than we feel right now. Right? How many people of distributors would want to have a little slice of that in their business? I think a lot, right? This is a lot of people who are actively looking for this kind of thing. So, billion-dollar anti-aging category, billion-dollar beauty category, multi-billion-dollar feel-better category. Those are the kinds of opportunities that we have here right now. And people outside of LifeVantage look and they'll go, yeah, what, one, two, and we have Canine Health too, which is a whole different bag of dogs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We have 8 products, right? 8 products, over $200 million in sales, 7 countries. The opportunity here is absolutely gigantic. So here's Axio, and I'm just going to say a few words about Axio, then I'm going to wrap it up. We launched this about, how long ago? 2 months ago? Yeah. About. It's selling like gangbusters. People are loving it. We're getting great testimonials. People are building businesses just around that, which is great if that's what you want to do. We took the same kind of approach that we did with Protandim and True Science, we did with Axio, which is take a matrix approach. If we can do a lot of things simultaneously in a synergistic way, why wouldn't we do that? Remember I mentioned before, a lot of times your perception of fatigue or low energy is sometimes your mood, and sometimes your mental focus, and sometimes your stress levels, etc. Why wouldn't we build a quote-unquote energy drink that flipped all of those switches? Right? If you could do that, people wouldn't necessarily come back and say, my energy is back. People would come back and they'd say, I feel better. And that's exactly what people are doing with Axio. I wish we were calling it something differently than an energy drink, because a lot of times you'll say to someone, hey, I got an energy drink you can try. Or even if you say, I have a healthy energy drink you can try, you might get people who'll say, well, I don't do energy drinks, right? So this really is more of a rebalancing drink, or a vigor drink, or a wellness drink, or a performance drink, or however you want to try to describe it. Again, this is the opportunity of network marketing, that we have the opportunity to have that conversation with somebody. It's not sitting in the 7-Eleven cooler right next to the Monster and the Red Bull where someone doesn't know why it's different. We have the opportunity to tell them. So here are some of the reasons why it's different. We did a 400-person usage survey just before we launched it. And we have some brain scan studies going on right now that we'll release when they're finished from a university in Australia. First two pieces of data that I'll share with you are, how quickly do you sense the energy, and how long does it last? So no matter what flavor you look at, the Huckleberry Green Grape or the Red Raspberry, people are sensing that initial boost of energy within 15 to 30 minutes. The vast majority of people feel it very, very quickly. How long does it last? When we look at this graph, the duration of the energy boost, we see that the majority of people are feeling it for several hours. 1 to 2 hours, 2 to 3 hours, 3 to 4 hours. Even a lot of people, a substantial amount of people, feeling it for 4 or more hours. And that's the sustained energy benefit of it. That's because what we're doing is we're waking up the brain. We're getting the brain to be able to perform better for longer periods of time. And that's really what a lot of people are looking for. So we have an effect over minutes. We have an effect over hours. And we also have an effect over days. So these data are collected over continual use of either product, Huckleberry Green Grape or Red Raspberry, for once a day for 7 days. And what we found was, clearly there's an energy boost. Clearly, we're getting an energy boost, but we're not going overboard. We're not tipping people into jitters. We're not tipping people into feeling the side effects of caffeine, for example, right? You can take a Monster or a Red Bull or a Rockstar, and you'll feel energy, right? You'll feel zzzz. And then what happens about 90 minutes later? Zoom! Right, you fall right off the cliff. So you might feel kind of agitated for a while, and then you crash. We're not seeing that sort of thing. We're seeing that nobody is getting that sort of an effect. We're getting a very strong mental focus benefit. We're getting a very strong feeling of being able to accomplish more. This is my vacuum cleaner story in action, in data. Right, those people feel motivated, and they're able to show that over the course of using it for a couple of days. So we've got minutes, hours, days. There's no energy drink that does that kind of thing. There's no energy drink that helps you accomplish more. There's no energy drink that makes you feel good, right? They can change the way you feel, but they don't make you feel good. And that's the difference of what we have with Axio. Here's some of the things that people say when they left the study. We asked them open-ended questions about what they were feeling. Improved my focus, lasted for 4 or 5 hours, kept me energized, awake, and focused. Felt that they had naturally had the energy, not too wired, the perfect amount, would definitely buy this. So really, really, we feel like we hit the sweet spot with that. So I'm just going to tease you a little bit, if that's okay, about the perform your best category. This is something we don't have right now. Some people might look at Axio and think of it as a performance beverage, which is awesome. I know a lot of athletes who are using it that way. But we've got something else up our sleeve. And when I say to you guys, perform your best, what do you immediately think? Somebody said sex. Yes, sir. Yeah, workout.
Monthly, longer term.
Longer term. You're not talking about sex, are you? Okay. All right. Performance could be athletic. It could be sex. I mean, that's a kind of performance. It could be. I think performance is more than that. It's more than the traditional thinking, right? Think about what we do with Protandem. We completely reframed the idea of protecting the cells. When we went to True Science, we completely reframed what the whole idea of beauty means, right? Now we're thinking, we can get beauty, but we can improve the health of your skin. Now with Axio, we've changed what people think about when they think about energy. Now it's all these different things. It's mood, and it's stress, and it's mental focus, and it's accomplish more. It's all that kind of stuff. With Perform Better, I want people to think outside of athletes. I want them to think, well, why wouldn't all of us want to have the highest level of performance? Why wouldn't, you know, a mom want to have the highest level of performance with her kids? Why wouldn't a teacher want to have the highest level of performance with her class? Why wouldn't, you know, anyone who's building a business, why wouldn't you want to have the highest level of performance with your team, right? That kind of stuff. If you play racquetball, for God's sakes, I mean, whatever it is, you want to have the highest level of performance doing whatever it is that you want to do. That's what I think performance is. And so when you're this guy, who doesn't look great, doesn't look like he has a very high level of performance, there's something very insidious going on in the body. He's out of balance. We can measure his biochemistry. We can look at his cellular markers. We can do all that kind of fancy stuff. But if you stay out of balance, not only do you feel bad, your body just doesn't work very well. You're in a state that we refer to as being catabolic. Your body's breaking down faster then it's able to build up and repair itself. And so you see things like this. This is a normal stress situation. Imbalance, not imbalanced. So this person is in balance. This person's out of balance. So that tissue is out of balance. It's breaking down faster. And you don't need to be a neurologist to see the difference between those two things. The one on the right just looks sick. It looks kind of broken down and shrunken, and it is. It doesn't work well, and it's physically degraded. That broken down, that catabolic effect happens in every single tissue in the body. It happens in neurons, your brain cells. It happens in your skin. That's why we wrinkle. It happens in your arteries and your liver and your lungs and your bones and everything. Your muscles break down. There's one tissue that builds up, becomes anabolic instead of catabolic when we're out of balance like that. And that's this tissue. It's your belly fat, your abdominal fat. And so once it's there, so here's normal stress, here's high stress. So once it's there, it's a lot easier to gain when you're out of balance, when you have more oxidative stress and inflammatory stress and higher stress hormones and fluctuating blood sugar and all those sorts of things. It's more easy to gain belly fat. But once it's there, this tissue that I've colorized yellow actually starts to behave like a tumor in the body, where it starts to create its own free radicals, its own oxidizing chemicals, its own inflammatory chemicals that go out into the body and cause damage in other parts of the body. So it's really, really hard to get rid of unless you go in there and rebalance that biochemistry. This is what we're talking about when we, LifeVantage, talks about performance. We're talking about metabolic performance throughout your whole body. We're talking about biochemical performance. We're talking about, and that sounds all very complicated, but it really will be as simple as, here are the products, here's the program, now you can finally get rid of this. Here's the product, here's the program. Now you can feel better while you're losing weight. Has anyone tried to lose weight before? Yeah, oh my gosh, somebody just said, oh my gosh. Yeah, lots of people have, and lots of people gain it right back, plus a lot of bonus pounds. So I'm a nutritionist and a physiologist, so I'm not going to stand up here and say, all you're going to have to do is take the pill, right? You still are going to have to eat right. You're still going to have to be physically active. But the third leg of the stool that people are missing is that biochemical balance, is that metabolic performance, getting your body back into that sort of zone where you can lose weight, where you can feel good while you're doing it, where you can feel like you want to go exercise and feel good about that and enjoy that. That's what we're developing right now. In fact, it's developed. We are just waiting for the right time to launch it. So here are some of the research studies that we have underway. I'm going to end with just a couple of slides, I'll say about 1 minute each on. Everything that I've said right there, what I don't want you guys to leave with is the idea that to do this business, you have to be able to repeat what I just said, right? You don't have to become a biochemist. You don't have to become a nutritionist. You don't have to become a Nerf 2 nerd, right? You don't have to do any of that kind of stuff. All you have to do is be able to show the business. Talk to people about the opportunity. All the science is done. You have an entire R&D team of excellent, excellent scientists that does this kind of work for you. And we try to serve it up in ways that make it really easy for you guys to share. Press play when you need to. Here are the studies that we have underway right now. It says 19 studies. We just had the 20th study come out of Mayo Clinic earlier this year. We've got a bunch of studies underway. We have a bunch of studies that are going to start pretty soon. So lots and lots of research to continue giving you guys ammunition, reasons to go out and talk to different people about different things. We do things like this, where these are all radio interviews that you guys have access to. They're on the LifeVantage website. You can send the link to people to listen to. You can download the MP3s. You can listen to them in your car if you want to. Put them on your iPod. So this is from a national radio tour that I did in March, and all of these interviews were with health reporters on health shows. Not a single one of those 20 health reporters had ever heard of Nerf 2 before, had ever heard of the concept that your body can make its own protective enzymes. Complete, complete revelation to these people. That right there says to me, huge, huge, huge opportunity for us, because we already have all the I's dotted and the T's crossed. We do things like the LifeVantage Lab. Has anybody ever seen any of these videos that we post up? So we keep doing these kinds of things. If you guys have, we just posted one about Axio. We've done one about quality control. The next one that will go up will either be about canine health or about True Science. We've done ones about the whole product lineup. So these are ways where you don't have to become the product expert. You can just go, you got 4 minutes, press play about whichever product category that person might be most interested in. If you have ideas for future topics, send them in to us, productquestions@lifevantage.com. We have booklets that are out there. This Deadly Antioxidants booklet basically summarizes all of those 20 studies. It summarizes why traditional antioxidants are bad, why Nerf 2 is probably a better way to go, and what the data looks like specifically on the Protandim blend, all in non-scientific or less scientific language. Has anybody ever sent somebody to PubMed to look up the Protandim studies? How's that gone for you? Yeah, exactly. People just laugh out loud when I ask that question. Because somebody goes there and they type it in and they go, all these, I think on PubMed, probably 16 or 17 of the 20 come up because PubMed doesn't index all of the different databases out there. But the person looks at these studies and they go, oh my gosh, it's just, what do they end up doing? They go over to YouTube and they watch cat videos, right? Because nobody wants to read 16 scientific studies. I do, but that's a whole other story. It's too much. And so this booklet is a way that people can actually digest that kind of thing. All the proceeds of this booklet, by the way, go to the charity that we support to build homes for the homeless folks in in Mexico. This one, the new energy brochure, just came out when we launched Axio. This tells the story about why this is not a traditional energy drink and why people want to look at this as a guilt-free approach to feeling better. And then here, I try to make myself as available as possible. This, what I'm recording right now, I'll post up before the weekend at seantalbot.com. You guys will be able to listen to it or share it. One of the Dr. Oz properties, ShareCare, I blog there a lot, and then the traditional sort of social media kinds of places. So I'm going to end with this, right? You already saw this graphic earlier, and I just want to reemphasize that this ability to help someone that we know or ourselves become the best future version of themselves, that's a pretty big idea. And it when you say it out loud, it does sound a little bit outlandish, right? But it also sounds outlandish to say we're going to completely change the way the world thinks about protecting the cell. And we've done it. It's completely outlandish to say that we're going to completely change the whole cosmetics industry by helping the skin protect itself. But we've done it. It sounds outlandish that we're going to take an energy drink category that right now is all about one-dimensional energy, caffeine and sugar, and that we're going to change that $20 billion industry to something that's actually healthy. We're going to take maybe the worst thing you can do for your body nutritionally, an energy drink, and we're going to flip that to make it a healthy thing? That's completely outlandish. As outlandish as this, that we can actually take somebody and help them become a better future version of themselves, that sounds ridiculous to say out loud, but that's exactly what we're doing at LifeVantage. This is why I get out of bed every morning, and this is why I'm at LifeVantage, because I think we can do that together, and we can do it around the world. So thanks so much for coming out tonight. Cleveland rocks! Thanks.
Very nice.
I still say boo.
Would you be up there for like taking four questions?
Yeah, no, I'd be happy to. You think we have time?
Yeah, we're just going to take four questions.
Okay.
I've never seen a clearer picture of where.